Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I want to say thank you very much. We hit over a million views on Live and Alive. Thank you for supporting it. Thank you for watching it. If you haven't yet, go watch it. Share it with your friends. Comment, like, all that stuff. Live and Alive, streaming now on my YouTube. Thank you guys so much for your support.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here, starting this show by saying thank you, gratitude, like I do all of them. Thank you for supporting anything I do. Definitely go watch my new special streaming now on YouTube, Live and Alive. Let's get it going. You guys are crushing with support. Share it with everybody you know, like it, all that good stuff. All right. You guys, I'm very excited to have this guest back here with me today. First time here on The Way Back. Ladies and gentlemen, Zhao Ying Summers, welcome to The Way Back, girl.
Ryan, I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here because you had such, if you haven't seen her Honeydew episode, go watch her Honeydew episode. You had a great episode. You got great feedback. But before we get into your Way Back stories, right there, please promote everything you'd like.
Hello, guys. My new special is on Hulu and Disney Plus now called What Species Are You? Check out What Species You Are. And I'm on tour, my international tour. Just announced my Lucky Pony 26 tour for next year. I'm coming all over the world. Go to JiaoYingComedy.com and buy a ticket to see me live. Love you guys so much. I'm so happy to be back with Ryan. Also, check out Ryan's special. He's a legend. He is funny as hell. Make sure you check out his special on YouTube and make sure we hit a million very soon.
You're so nice. Thank you. And congrats on your special.
Thank you.
I saw your announcement. I'm glad you're here to promote it. But let's talk about, because when you came on the Honeydew, you grew up in China and mm-hmm. you came to Lexington, Kentucky?
Yes.
Or Louisville?
Lexington, Kentucky, for college. Yeah.
At what age are you?
18.
So let's talk about China then.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in China. What are your earliest memories? It's you, is it mom, dad, and you have siblings? How many?
I have a little sister and a little brother. We are still very close. Okay. I'm a very traditional Chinese older sister, which you the older sister in the house is the man in the house.
Is that right?
Yeah, my father is always drunk, so he didn't really he's very smart and charming and love to read, but he's just drunk. Mother is the one who's the workhorse in the
Were
house.
Were they still together?
They are still together, but the Chinese today. People not from big cities don't believe in divorces. They are still together. And I support my father. I love him very much. He's now sober.
All good.
I'm actually going to Singapore 26th of this month. I'm going to take 2 days to Beijing to spend some time with my father.
Has he seen you do stand-up?
He sees something translated.
Live.
Not live. He not hasn't. Live. He hasn't. But he's very proud of me.
Hell yeah.
Yes, I love him.
Good for you.
I forgive my dad and I love him.
Good.
Yeah.
Tell us, where are you starting off? Where do you live in China when you first are born, you and the family? What city are you in?
It's called Henan Province, which is the central China. It's one of the biggest provinces. We have over 100 million people. It's a huge province. And I grew up in Lingzhou, the city of Lingzhou. It is the tiny little mountain city, L-I. Yes, that's Lingzhou, Henan, which is a tiny city bordering three provinces. So our dialogue is kind of like alien language. It's nobody understand our dialogue. Even Chinese people who speak Mandarin don't understand it.
Oh, is that
so,
right?
So yes, I grew up in Lingzhou and see, little village, mm-hmm. grew up in a village. And my grandpa's farm, my mother, I grew up in the village. I was born in a village during the one child policy. So we have the mountains. It's a beautiful little tiny city.
That's
the Taihang Mountain. That's where I grew up. I would ride my bike to go climb the mountain.
And it's safe? It was safe back then?
I was an ugly kid. No uncle wanted to touch me. Also, I look like a handsome little boy. We don't have priests there. So
handsome little boys have problems out there too.
We don't have priests in China, so nobody wants to touch me.
Where are you going? You're riding your bike to go where? What's a day for you?
I would say...
Give me a summer day.
I would ride a bike with a group of kids and we hike up, we bike up to Taihang Mountain, and there's a little lake, river-ish thing. We go there to try to catch crabs and fish.
Ooh, you're speaking my language.
Yeah, crab and fish.
Is it salt water?
It's not salt water.
Mm.
We go there and I would pick flowers for my mom's restaurant. Wildflowers.
Okay, so you're getting crabs and fish and you're taking it to the restaurant?
And I would eat the crab myself, but I would pick the wild flowers for mom's restaurant. Mm. I love to have flowers on every table. And I started cleaning dishes after school to help with. It wasn't a child labor. It's more like my mother is such a
business.
I just wanted to help because she worked so hard. And she got three kids that she want us to go to the best school, and she want to pay for all of the art programs and sports programs for all of us. She has nothing, but she just had all ambition to do everything. So I wanted to make sure I can help. I would pick flowers. I clean dishes until I am back better at speaking, and my math got better. I started being the waitress when I was around eight. I was
eight.
A waitress. Yeah.
You're 8 years old taking orders and
yes,
stuff?
Yes. I memorized everything. I calculated everything. And I was for me, it was just very happy. Then after school, I would bring my classmates to our restaurant. Upstairs, the VIP room. So the private rooms, we have one. We have the AC. We have fruits. And we will do homework. We get to eat the food. And then after that, the business got busy around 8 p.m. And then we all go down and help.
And you all go help.
Yes. Okay. So I was very popular with like the girl with a lot of friends.
Okay.
And Yeah.
Tell me about your elementary school. Let's go check out your elementary school here.
This is exciting. This is Linzhou Shizhi Sanxiao Elementary. When I was, I was a transfer student. I transferred from the village to the city. So it was, people were very abusive towards me because my accent had a village accent. And I don't dress up like city girls. And people were very mean to me. My sister and my brother also getting bullied. We all transferred together. My sister is 2 years younger. My brother is 1 year younger. So it was very tough for them. And I knew that for us to get, stop getting bullying, I need to be good at school. And I need to learn to make sure we don't speak with such a country accent. And also to make sure I dress them more like a city kid rather than wearing boring things that look like we are from the village. I know it's superficial, but when you get bullied, I was older, I can handle the bullying, but my brother and sister, they are younger and weaker. I don't want them to feel they are less than other people. They don't know better.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started to ask my mom to get me after school program tutoring. So she would spend all money. This is it.
This is where you went to elementary school. What grades are elementary for you? Are you kindergarten through fifth over there?
When I was there, I was already fourth.
Okay.
Fourth grade. My brother was first.
Oh, that's when you transferred in.
Gotcha. Yes. So I started, my mother paid for a private tutor and my school work got really go up.
Big school. This is an elementary school with a track and everything. You got a really good school.
Yeah, it's very good.
How many kids do you even know?
I was like 2,000.
Wow.
And I started there ranked probably like 200 in school. And then when I was finishing, I was number one. I just wanted my sister and brother to not get bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone wanted to be my friend. Therefore, they are also having a better life.
So does that help you when you go to middle school and
yes,
everything?
Yes, then I was very good in middle school that I was popular.
Can we find your middle school? Is it all in the same area? Or
yes, it's in the same city. Yes. It's Linzhou Jiuzhong.
And what do you like in middle school while we look here? What do you like? Are you a good student? You're a good student, but are you getting in trouble at all? Or
my sister is getting in trouble she's a problem. Yeah, that's
Here's
it.
Your middle school right
that's
here.
That's the middle school right here. I ride my bike to middle school from my mom's restaurant, so from our house. It's around like a 25 or 30 minutes bike ride. But every day I ride bike. And we have morning programs. This class starts at 6 a.m.
What? 6 a.m.?
6 a.m. is a memorization class for Chinese literature.
6 a.m., you're starting class?
Yeah, 6 a.m. is a morning program. 6 a.m. to 8:30. And then you have breakfast break in school. And then lunch break is at noon to 2 p.m. And then after that, after school at 6 p.m. And then you have more evening classes that I go to evening class from 8 to 9:30. I ride bike back there. To school, but thank God we had a restaurant. So when you're growing, you are hungry. You know, I got to eat very good food. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to eat. This is my middle school. I was wanted to leave that place. I want to come to Hollywood, become a movie star. But
even
I can't,
then, you did. Huh?
I knew because my cousin opened a video store when I was in elementary school. I went there to sell Japanese porn for her. Illegally.
To what?
She has Japanese porn illegally, so I sell them. I didn't know what I was selling and do my homework there. And I will watch Hollywood movies.
Are you serious?
Yes, I was selling Japanese porn.
Homework and selling Japanese porn. How
yes.
old are you?
I was in elementary school. I would say like 9.
Oh my God.
Yes, I made a lot of cash. They tipped me too. You know, they
tipped
me. Well,
hold on. I want to pump the brakes for a second because you mentioned having good food. And before we started talking, you told us a story and we weren't sure if you were being honest or not, but you told us something happened to a pet of yours growing up.
Yes, that was before I moved to the city. I was still in the village. My dad and my mom, before dad got became a drunk, my dad was very handsome and charming, and he's super smart. So he married my mother when he was 18, and he likes to travel. He went to Manchuria, which is northeast part of China. They have the great forests. So he started importing lumbers from Manchuria to my city of Henan, started selling lumbers by the highway. And he started a little office, and he can measure the weight, the size of a lumber just by measurement with his eye, by calculating math. And so he started making very good money in the village. My mom started having ambition to move to the city, to take off the city. The moment she started to work at this restaurant, she was starting with a waitress, and she slowly started to move her way up, become a manager. And then the people who own the restaurant, they are older, they want to retire, and they don't want to just sell it to become a different place. Mm-hmm. They want to keep the restaurant. My mother was very hardworking, young and ambitious. So they agreed to lease her the restaurant until she paid off. She was able to triple the income in the first year.
What?
And pay it off in a few years. And wow. She was able to open two more restaurants.
With three kids with and three a kids. Drunk husband.
My dad got drunk because my mom had a restaurant, there's an open bar.
Mm.
So instead of being in the lumber office, being a real man, you know, he ran around like a real man carrying lumber like a cowboy. Now he's sitting in front of a bar drinking and talking to customers. And he just, he's weak because alcoholism running my family.
Mm.
And so my father become a drunk and then my mom just, they start fighting, screaming every day. They won't divorce because it wasn't an option. So my mother, let's talk about my dog, my pet. So before my father was drunk, before my mom went to the city, I lived, so they were running a lumber business. So my grandpa, grandma took care of me. I live on their farm and they grow potatoes and corn. You know, they're just regular Chinese farmers. But grandpa is a Confucius scholar. He studied Confucius and I Ching and Feng Shui. So he taught me a lot of calligraphy and Chinese philosophy. Grandpa was my best friend. He was my father figure. That's why I think I am who I am is that the love, the male influence I have mm-hmm. my grandpa was very strong. And my grandpa found a homeless dog, a puppy, on the street. He took the puppy home. He said,
you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So when you come home from your school, your grandma and I are still at the farm. You know, we want to get you a little companion. So this puppy is going to become a big dog. So it can wait till you outside the school. So when you finish school, it walk you back to the house. And my grandpa also likes woodwork. So he built a little dog house, but also like a desk for me to do my homework before mm-hmm. they come home. So the puppy just grew up with me and we become very good friends. It's like an Akita, Japanese Akita and German Shepherd mix. It's a big dog.
That is a big dog.
Very big, around 70 pounds.
Akita, those are the Japanese police dogs.
Yes,
like our
smart.
German Shepherd yes. here. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, Akita, German Shepherd mix.
I mean, you got two bigs mixed. Yeah,
yeah, that's what he looked like. He looked beige. Yeah, yeah, he looked like this. Yeah, this mm-hmm. is what he looked like. Yeah. And that's why to today, I cannot have I want to cry. I can't have a big dog anymore. I had a Yorkie. I can't have big dogs anymore. So this dog, so he walked me to school and we walked back together and my grandpa would leave the food in the dog house. It's our house, meaning me and the dog's house right next to our house is pretty big. There's a door and there's dogs where dogs sit and where the desk going to do my homework. And my grandpa would always have food for us.
Oh, so the desk he made is also in this. It's not he made two separate things.
No, same thing.
Oh, okay.
Me and the dog stay
it's
there.
It's a bigger.
Yes.
Yes, this isn't a dog house. This is
it's a big. It's like a one little room he built for me. He's a woodwork person. He made it very cute. He would have the sign and he would have art on it. It's very cute. And we would do homework together. I would give him ribs and food. He would dig a hole to hide the leftovers he can't finish. We were just best friends. I would talk to him. And I remember as I told your producer, one of the summer I went to camping trip to Shanxi province to visit our poor relatives. They live in a village. They don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have TV, but they do have a lot of, they go hunting for animals and they have big fish and big crabs in the river. So in the summer, I went there. So 2 weeks later, I came back home. My uncle was there. wasn't my father's younger brother. He's like a relative uncle. He was there, and they said, "Oh, we must be hungry. We just made lunch." I said, "Okay." I was eating my lunch. I just something fell off. I look away. I saw there's something bleeding off our hawthorn tree. I said, "Grandpa, what is bleeding on the hawthorn tree?" He goes, "Oh yeah, that's just fur." I said, "Well, whose fur?" He goes, "Oh yeah. Big Yellow died." I said, "Why did Big Yellow die?" He's like, "Oh, he got caught with a bear trap. So his leg's broken. So he's broken. And your uncle killed him and cooked him." I said, "What is this? Am I eating Big Yellow?" They were like, "Yes." I started to cry, but the meat tastes so good. I keep chewing.
My God, you're not eating your pet.
And then I start to throw up, and then I run there.
I'm so sorry. You said it tasted good. I've always wanted to know.
It's spicy.
To be honest.
It's spicy and spicy non-pepper. Non-pepper.
Oh my God! And then you start throwing up when it hits your mind.
It tastes like beef, but gamier. I started to throw up, and I took my chopstick and I stick on this uncle's arm, and he started to bleed, and I started to cry, and I told my grandpa I'm keeping the fur, so his fur, I still have his fur.
No, you don't.
I slept on it when I have it with me in the winter. I sleep on the fur.
No, you don't.
Yeah, the whole skin. Yeah, my grandpa prepared for me.
Did you have it like tanned and everything? Like
tanned. It's like a blanket.
Yeah,
I had it, and I can no longer have dogs anymore. I never had a big dog ever after.
I can't blame you. Look, I have to ask you this. Did you ever taste dog prior to that?
No, but we have spicy dog meat dishes in the restaurants in Korea too. Dog meat is good to eat in the winter. It's warm you up. But I don't because we had our neighbor had a pig farm. My grandpa always buy from the butcher. It's like a delicate. It's not a popular meat you eat. It's not like a popular meat people eat. But some people like dog meat. There's a city they specialize on dog meat jerky. But I remember someone sent a box to my father. I just don't want to eat it. I just don't, because the dog I had was my pet.
Yeah.
I don't want to. But people eat it. I can't handle that photo.
It's your pet. It's not just
he's my best friend.
Dog. It's your best friend.
Yes. It was, I kept his fur, and I have too much tears on it. It sniffs salty because I cried over it. I don't know where it is now. I hope my father still have it. Yeah. So that was very sad.
Man. Let's move on to high school. How about that?
High school, yeah, high school.
What was your mascot?
My mascot, we don't have one because
you don't do that.
It's
over
just
there?
There's no mascot. Sports wasn't something that's important.
Oh, really? You didn't have a basketball team or any baseball team?
We had it, but it just academic was more important until they start factoring your performance in sports into your application for college. Then the school just start to take a serious about it. So it was just very study. And I was very good at memorizing. And my sister got me in trouble. She was very attractive in Chinese beauty standard. She has light skin, skinny, and she speak like a lady. And she has a lot of boys want to date her, but she was never slutty or anything, but she likes to flirt. And there's a boy, she had a crush on my sister, wrote my sister love letters. There's a girl who she's a bad girl. She's the same grade as my sister. She used to date guys in and out from juvenile jail. So she had a crush on that boy, and she told my sister to not talk to that guy anymore. She goes, you can't control my life. And this girl burned a cigarette butt on my sister's cheek.
What?
Right here. I heard that. I was taking my final exam in high school. My sister was in my middle school. I rode my bike there.
The middle school girl did this to her face?
Oh, yes. Scary.
Jesus
scary.
Christ.
And I rode my bike. I parked my bike outside. I said, hey, you cannot burn her. She's not a homeless dog. I am her sister. And she had like a group of girls, like main girls, like 20 girls laughing. And before I even finished, we're on a big tall platform. That's where the teachers stand when people are doing exercising for the running track. So she said that, say again. I'm like, listen, she just literally slapped the shit out of me nonstop. Like, boom, 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 just start slapping me with her long nails and start scratching me. I said, okay, that's it. So I took her head and I pushed her and I kicked her off the platform. It's 2 meters tall. Then I ran down the stairs, grabbed her hair and start smacking her face on the concrete.
Like she lost style, teeth. Girl.
The Ooh, reason why I had to do it is because all the girls, they had knives. Because in China, bully is okay. As long as you know the police, you know people, you can bully people. If I let her slap me and don't do anything, the 20 girls are going to beat me up and really like ruin me.
And then not only then, forever moving forward.
Exactly. Yeah. So I basically, she broke a leg and she lost 4 teeth and her nose is broken. So I said, do not, and she's like, help me, guy, help me. Nobody want to go near me because I look crazy. You got to be crazy. So I said, listen, do not ever touch my sister ever again. And that was how.
That was the end of that, huh?
My sister came. I said, come, slap her. She's like, I said, whatever, just stop. So that was, she's the reason why I get in trouble. But I never really, and this girl and me end up becoming friends. That girl's mom came to me and they want to sue me. My mom paid it off and she was in the hospital. And then she came back and I went to visit her. I said, it wasn't my fault. I had no choice. You have those girls with knives. Like, I'm not going to let you guys kill me. Mm-hmm. And then she said, my future is ruined. I'm very bad in grade. The only thing about me, I look pretty. What do I do now? I'm like, what am I good at? She goes, I like painting. I want to go to a college, but I can't. My grade is very bad. I said, do painting program. And there's art school that's going to accept you with lower grade. So she ended up doing painting program and then she ended up in a very good university. And she's a painter now.
Hell yeah. All right.
And we meaning went in friendly.
You did?
Yes.
Good.
That was very sweet.
That is. Let me ask you this. How old do you have to be to drive in China?
I think he's probably 18.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a license in China or were you here? You came at that point for here, college?
Here. I do my bike in China.
Yes.
In
there.
Beijing, I just took the subway.
You never drove anywhere ever in China?
No.
Did your parents? Is it more of a public transportation city than? But what about when you're out in your country?
My father had a car. They started doing business, so they had a car early. I actually forgot to tell you, Ryan, when I was in middle school, I found out my mother was doing very well and she ended up getting a basically beat up a hotel on the highway that she basically took over that hotel and okay. She set up a karaoke and a bathing house and everything. It turned out it was a brothel.
No.
I'm so serious. I just found out later on it was a brothel.
It was a brothel the whole time?
Yes.
With entertainment and stuff, yes.
Yeah, it was a brothel.
When did you find out?
I just started to, I started to ask questions because I know my father was cheating on my mom with this very pretty girl. She's like young and beautiful and she was working there. But
your mom had places where he could get alcohol and women.
Exactly, it's her fault. It's really my mom's fault.
Well, he's a weak man, but also she served it on a platter.
Also, she got fat too. It's her fault. She got fat. She overworked. She did not give the blowjob he deserved.
That'll do it.
Yes.
That'll do it.
She also is a big cunt. My mother is a big cunt.
Okay. So you find out it's a brothel, but then no, you're just running around hanging out.
I had to learn the hard way.
What are you doing there to work and help out?
There, I basically, my job
like
is
how are they keeping it hidden from you? You know what I mean?
My job is to basically collect the cash every day to make sure the numbers are correct. Because I was good at math and my dad was cheating on my mom with this girl. And I just slowly just feel like the girls have a room. They take the VIP client, they go there and there's a lot of condoms laying around on the floor, on the streets. You know, I just know that's okay, cool. That was crazy. My mother actually paid off the mistress.
What do you mean?
She asked her to leave. She won't leave. She bought her $10,000 worth of gold jewelry and cash to send her back to her hometown so she can marry a humble guy.
Your mom paid this lady to leave?
Yeah.
And she really did?
She did. She took the money.
Also, what's that?
My mom's like, I'm going to make sure no one, you know, really know you are a whore.
Yeah.
She did. She told my mom she was basically my nanny. She took her to the village and she said, this is the nanny, because there's reputations, you know, if you are a prostitute, even in the village, you can't find a noble man. You have to marry someone who's like 60.
I see.
So my mom basically cleared her reputation, gave her money.
Oh, so because she gave her the money, that could look prostitute-y?
Yes.
Because you're being paid.
Yeah.
Yes.
My mom was like, she did a good job at,
being a nanny.
So we're going to give her a big sum of money since she's poor. So we want as her wedding, you know, wedding endowment for her to find the right man. So she was happily married. And my mom is crazy. It's the art of war, you know, like
yeah,
by sense.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. You have to get rid of your enemy in any way you can.
Mm-hmm.
She was smart.
Tell me about, you said you played volleyball before we recorded. Yes. Where were you doing that? In college?
In middle school. In middle school, I played volleyball and I was very good at it.
What are you touching on your wrist?
I feel like I have scars here from volleyball. I was very good, but then they fired me the second year because I did not get taller. My height wasn't ideal, so they fired me.
That was it.
I was so pissed. Yeah.
How many fucking tall Chinese girls are there?
I know. I am not very short for Asian.
You're not
Asian
short
girl.
At all. I feel like you're an average lady's height.
Yeah. But they wanted like a really tall giraffe pussy volleyball girl. And I wasn't that. I'm like a kangaroo pussy, you know?
You shared a room with your sister for a little while?
We shared a room together. I would read her novels. I was obsessed with Arabian Nights.
Arabian Nights,
yes,
huh?
And the Art of War.
Uh-huh.
So I read stories to her and I quiz her for her to recite a story to me.
You would quiz her on it?
Yeah, I want to quiz her because she's a little dumb. I want her to be challenged and become better. But she was lucky. She married her high school sweetheart, who is a sweet man. My sister never suffered with a relationship. She just found the right man, nice man right away. I was not that lucky, but I'm very, because my sister is so spoiled. She can't afford abusing men. She's going to die. I'm lucky she settled for less.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so now you get to Kentucky, and are you accepted when you're in China to Kentucky,
yes,
or do you come here and then get accepted? How does all
accepted
that go?
By condition, I got accepted by University of Kentucky English as a second language program. Once I pass the program, I can go to graduate school, undergraduate.
Now, why did you pick them?
I applied for 100 schools.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky was the first offer I got.
First.
I just wanted to come to America. I wanted to get a visa because my parents did not want me to come here, and I want to make sure I get a visa first. I can always go to New York, you know, once I come to American soil. So I was just eager to come to America.
So Lexington was just a way to get you into America.
Yes, that's okay. What I was thinking. I don't want to delay anything. She could just tell me, no, you're not going to America. Then I can't come. So I just wanted to come here first.
So you learn English in Kentucky. We
yes.
talked about on the Honeydew, which yes. is a wild place to learn English.
It's very wild. And the American teachers are just way too patient. They're just like, good job. I'm like, I'm not going to learn shit from you, bitch. You know, that's why I start finding jobs illegally. So if I'm slow, they're like, chink, fuck off. You know, like, I have to be like, huh? You know, you have to
What were
to
you
hear.
Doing illegally? What jobs were you doing illegally?
There's so many jobs. The legal job was working at a coffee shop and a sandwich shop on campus, but they only allow you to work 20 hours. because you don't want students to work too long and then your school suffer. Mm-hmm. So I think the easy one was working at Thai restaurant, working at a Japanese restaurant, a Turkish restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant. I was waitressing
just all
over.
Under the table. They're under paying
the table.
Cash.
They were very mean to me. I had to clean the bathroom because that was not legal to work. So I cleaned bathrooms and they tried to take my tip from me. It was just, for me, it's like, as long as I got food and I can learn English, that's all I just wanted to learn. I didn't feel like, I know life is not fair.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the best way for people to make it in life is like, no, life is not fair. Don't try to complain about shit. No, it's not fair.
Nope.
It has never been fair in the life of history.
Even
never
when
be
it's
fair.
Going good for you, it ain't gonna
yeah,
be
it's
fair.
Not gonna be fair.
Yeah.
So that's what I think I learned the most.
And did you do all 4 years? Did you graduate there? Bachelor's? What'd you do?
I left the last semester before I finished it. I realized how expensive. My rent was $250 in Kentucky. I realized how expensive. I went to LA for the summer, like for 10 days to kind of see, because I want to move to Hollywood. I realized how expensive it is. And I just rather.
$250 in Kentucky?
Yes, my own one-bedroom apartment. So I decided to save the money. I made the money for my tuition. I want to save the money for me to move to LA.
Okay.
Because I found out that Brad Pitt moved out to LA at his last master from Missouri. Yeah, and I think that's a key to succeed is you drop out the last master.
So you went with the Brad Pitt plan?
Yes. That's the plan B.
It's working out for you, girl.
That's plan B. Yeah, that's his plan B. Plan B entertainment.
Tell me about, did you go to parties? Were you in a sorority? Did they try to get you to pledge? What were you doing in college? What was college life like for you?
I thought I would become hot in America, but it wasn't the case. I wasn't confident. I had acne all over. I was slouching. I wasn't popular until I got hired as a math tutor at the tutor lab. And the people, oh, look how cute I was.
Oh, look at you. How old
Isn't
do you think
cute?
You are here?
I think I
Middle
was, it was in college. See the Kentucky.
Nah, you're in college there?
Yes.
Oh my
I was
God,
in
you
college.
Look so young.
I think I was 19.
Aw, look at
feet,
you.
Feet, look at the cute feet, guys. Those, free feet for everyone.
Those boys weren't hitting on you. Come on.
I got cute then. That was my second year. I got cute because I started tutoring math. And I remember one thing changing my life forever was in the math tutor lab. One of the very famous basketball player came. And I worked on his homework. And I had my really, really hot Chinese girlfriend. She is, you look like a K-pop star. She looked like a K-pop star. Skinny, light skin, driving her Mercedes. I had my bike and I just bought my $400 Hyundai car. So this basketball girl guy's like a basketball guy. He's like, hey, we have a party. You know, we'd like to invite you to the party. I just been the ugly bitch. I just know he wasn't talking to me. So this Chinese girl's like, yes, you want my number? He's like, sorry, I'm talking to her. I was like, who? And she's like, excuse me, I'm the hot one. She's ugly in China. He's like, why? And she has the balls to say, because her skin's so dark to a black man.
Wow.
He started laughing so hard. He fell on a chair. He's like, ah, bitch, you're just so jealous. Anyway, you can be her plus one if you want to go. And he asked my number. And that's
who was it?
I will see. Tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know him. So after that, H changed everything for me. Because he's not lying.
Did you go to the party?
I went to the party. I took her and I want her to be there to live to tell my legend. So after that, I became very popular. All the girls are my friend because they want to get the BBC.
I'll
you know,
bet, yeah.
NBA and BBC. Mm-hmm. So I just had my confidence. That's what was really changing. It's like, okay, I'm not ugly.
So this is your first big, like, also, it's your first big college party. If it's a ball player, that's going to be probably a big one.
Yes.
They were good. Kentucky's historically a good college
program.
They
were very good. Yeah. So it was what really made me confident. Then I started to wear eye contact, learn how to do my makeup, remove my acne, and stop slouching, and start doing modeling. And that was very good. I go from my ugly duckling to a peacock.
Now, you've mentioned this a few times on this episode about light skin when it comes to Chinese. Now, I've learned in the black culture the same with the light skin and the dark skin. I've learned that in the other cultures as well. I didn't know that was a thing in Chinese at all. So you guys also discriminate against each other when it comes to shades of your skin?
Yes. In China, it has less to do with race, more to do with class. So in traditionally in Chinese culture, class is divided by the peasants, poor peasants.
But what if you're a light skinned peasant?
You get dark because you work under the sun.
Got
dirt and duck.
I
dark.
See.
So basically,
so light skinned or inside.
You never work. They never
got
see the sun.
It.
They wear
got
hats.
It.
They have servants.
Got
so
it.
Historically, people with light skin, and then light skin marry light skin. Dark skin marry
so
dark
the
skin.
So the skin's less about
race. It's
and more about class.
Because in China, we think of Beyonce is gorgeous
right.
And Naomi Campbell is beautiful. But they are black people with black skin. That's just they are. But in Chinese culture, everyone is yellow. So yellow is a median. The whiter one means they never worked. This is from a noble, wealthy family.
Idea, yeah.
The dark skin is like you've just been peasants your whole fucking life. And that's why like in America, getting a tan represents wealth, vacation. So when someone have a tan, oh, they are upper class. Someone's like a bleached white, like a bleached asshole. Oh my God, a trailer park. It's so different.
It is so different. I've learned so much. Give me a few more things about college and we'll get you out of here. Give me some.
College, it was.
What else really opened your eyes to like what America was like and how it was different over here and how you were going to have to adapt?
I think it was the thing about in America is that I went to church. I was taking English as a second language class. I went to church and AA meeting for free English classes.
That's how you would learn?
Yes. I found out that that you can go to church for free because I just wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because in school, the teacher talks to you like you are stupid. Are you ready to listen? It just, I can't learn because they want to keep you there as long as they can because every ESL program, a class amount is $2,000. You
Damn.
Can't graduate, you enroll the next one, it's another $2,000. I just feel like I need somewhere I can actually hear American talk when they mm-hmm. don't treat me like I'm a foreigner. So I have a friend, she's a Christian. She took me to the church. I just go there. I believe in God to save me money for my class. So I go there, I study the Bible, I listen to them talk. I can hear rhythm. They speak is much faster.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps. Then I went to an AA meeting because in the church, I forgot on Mondays they have AA meeting. I saw the churches every day. I go there on Monday, it's an AA meeting. I went there, they opened their arm to everyone. I said, yes, I drink. My father's drunk. Yeah, we all drunk. And then I started to go to AA meeting. I need to go there. I go there every Monday. They were very nice.
I mean, you learned.
Yeah, I learned.
But also, your dad's a drunk. You're
exactly.
Okay to be
I have
in there.
It in my DNA.
Yeah, you
I
don't
definitely
have to
do.
Be an Al-Anon for that.
Oh, yeah, I have it in me.
What about this? You love to tell me you're ugly duckling and blah, 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 even though you're gorgeous. But I'm guessing you didn't date any American boys in China.
We don't have them in China.
Right.
And in so, Chinese high school, you know, you can't date. Everyone is a virgin. The only balls
oh,
I touch.
Not even allowed?
No, the only balls I touch are the balls on my abacus for calculus homework.
So when do you lose your virginity then?
In Kentucky.
How old are you?
I was shamefully,
there's
I was
no
turning
shame.
20.
It, to an American boy?
Yes.
A white boy?
It's a white boy, yes.
Yeah?
It's a white boy. And that's when I lost my virginity.
You're right.
Yeah, that's the
balls. These are the balls you played with?
Yep.
What was it like to date an American man? Was it a boy, I should say? Well, he's mm-hmm. a man. You're in college.
Yeah, he was cute.
Are they different than the Chinese guys?
The Chinese guys in China is very different because financially, a man provides everything. You don't pay anything.
And that starts even in high school and stuff
yeah.
like that,
yes,
too?
Yes, it's okay. kind of crazy. But a girl, you know, you can buy your boyfriend an expensive gift.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not like the men pay for your living. Like mm-hmm. if the rent is tight, you can pay this month. But like going on date and dinner, men should pay for everything. Not like you don't live off the man. It's like very weird, different. The Chinese man, like if the Chinese guy, if you get engaged, it's his job to buy an apartment for you guys. He has to buy it. His parents have to give him money to buy it. That's the commitment to a woman. So she doesn't have to worry about rent, and she can focus on. Taking care of the house and focus on her job and focus on the children. So, but in America is woman has off of feminism, you know, women, they take pride paying half of their share. So it's different. I'm learning from it. It's very different, but I'm a workaholic. So money don't really matter to me. As long as you have a good dick, you know, I'm good.
I hear you on that,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah. I just don't believe in like a man should pay for everything. I feel like you both contribute in different ways.
But also, you've got hustle in your DNA. Your mom was an entrepreneur. Yes. Your mom went from waitressing to owning this restaurant to owning a brothel. So you've got a comedy club here in LA. You've got hustle and DNA in your DNA.
I studied finance in college because I don't want to be a broken artist. I studied theater, but I know I have to pay for my good class and training. I can't go to audition room begging for a job so I can pay my rent. That's why I got in finance and I was in a hedge fund when I was in LA. I was able to pay.
You were?
Yes, I was able to pay for my classes, driving nice cars, not waitressing for hustling for things. Because I've been poor my whole life. I learned English, I learned knowledge, and I just want to make enough money so when I go to audition room, I'm going there to perform and have fun. Not like, hey, please, I can't pay my rent. Just give me the job. You can feel the desperation.
Desperate and thirsty. They don't want, Yeah, they call it thirsty today.
Yes.
You know what? This has been such a great episode. I fucking love you, girl.
I love
Good
you,
for you,
Ryan.
Thank you for
Thank
coming
you for
and doing
having
this.
Me.
Yeah, for real. I love your story. Right there, one more time, promote everything you'd like, please.
Watch my special on Hulu. What species are you on Hulu and Disney Plus? I'm the second Chinese Disney princess after Mulan. And I'm on tour at JiaoYinComedy.com. Thank you.
Go see her live. Go watch her special. Go watch my special after that on YouTube. Thanks for the support. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold,
some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.